You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God brings us peace. Learn more about this through Gideon's story in week two of our series, Awesome God.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. Ako po si Romel, and I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East. And as a church, we are here to honor God and to make disciples. And patuloy po namin kayong inaanyayahan, no, para sa ating prayer and fasting. This coming Monday up until Friday, this would really be just a time for us to seek the Lord, consecrate ourselves before the Lord, and dedicate the whole year of 2021 unto the Lord. Ano. And last year po, ang team po natin was Amazing Grace, and indeed, it is the amazing grace of God that sustained us for the year 2020. And this new year, 2021, our theme is Awesome God. We are expecting awesome things from the Lord because indeed, He is just awesome. He is great and He is a good, good Father to us all. Ano? And so, let's just seek God together. Let's consecrate ourselves together. Let's dedicate our lives, our nation, our church, okay, unto the Lord. And so, join us every 6 p.m. Monday to Friday for our online prayer meeting in our FB page. No? And so, we will also be having our Zoom breakout room so we can pray together and we would be able to pray for one another. The Bible says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. No? And so ipagpapatuloy po natin. Again, ang ating series, ang title din po ng ating series ay Awesome God. And we learned from last week that God is the great I am. Okay, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was, He is, and will always be faithful, good, loving, and merciful to us all. He never changes. He was faithful to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and He is still faithful to us today. Why? Because He is the great I am. What He promised, that He will do. And so ngayong pangalawang linggo naman po, ang pag-uusapan po natin is that Jehovah Shalom, God our peace. No? And so, let me read to you our text for today. I will be reading from Judges 6, 23 to 24. Sabi po dito, "But the Lord said to him, 'Peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die.' Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, 'The Lord is peace.'" Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, would you give us a revelation of who you are, even as we would study your word today. Lord, that indeed, that in the midst of what's happening around us, we could have peace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Alam niyo po, no, this is one of the very familiar stories of the Bible, the story of Gideon. Ano? And this is one of the stories that I read, no, nung bata pa po ako. No? It's an illustrated Bible, and I could still remember, okay, vividly the picture of Gideon's army. Dalawang grupo po yan, yung isa po, no, umiinom po sila sa river, and they were drinking like dogs. And the other group of people, they were drinking with their palm. No? And so I'm just enjoying going back to this story and studying it. No? But I may enjoy going through this story again, but the context and the setting of this story is not at all happy. No? This was a very tough times for the Israelites. They were being oppressed by the Midianites. No? In fact, Judges 6, 1-5 would say, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord's sight. No? And so the Lord handed them over to the Midianites for 7 years, and the Midianites were so cruel that the Israelites made hiding places for themselves in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. And whenever the Israelites planted their crops, marauders from Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east would attack Israel, camping in the land and destroying crops as far as Gaza. They left the Israelites with nothing to eat, taking all the sheep, goats, cattle, and donkeys. And these enemy hordes, coming with their livestock and tent, were as thick as locusts. Grabe, ganun po sila kadami. They arrived on droves of camels, too numerous to count, and they stayed until the land was stripped bare. Grabe po yung oppression na ginagawa ng mga Midianites, no, together with the Amalekites and the other people from the east. And the Israelites, from being a very powerful and prosperous people, they were now living as cave dwellers. Namumuhay po sila sa kabundukan, sa mga kuweba, no? Ano pong ginagawa nila? Nagtatago po sila. At napakaganda po ng timing, no? Napakagaling pong timing ng mga Midianites. Dumarating lamang po sila kapag harvest time na. And they would steal what the Israelites grew. All their hard work was profitless. It was for nothing. All their produce, their livestock was stolen after they worked hard to bring it to fruition. Grabe, napaka-frustrating po niyan, ano? You're working hard, but you'll not be able to benefit from it. Kumbaga, ikaw ang nagsaing, iba po ang kumain, ano? And so the whole land was ravaged and the inhabitants deprived of the necessities of life. They were reduced to starvation. And so kahabag-habag po ang kalagayan ng mga Israelita dahil sa mga Midianita. Their property was taken from them. Their bread was stolen out of their mouths. Their children were slain and themselves made to hide. And Gideon, when the angel of the Lord appeared to him, nasaan po siya, no? In verse 11, it says, "Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth at Ophrah," okay, "which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites." And so, saan po nagigiek, no? Nasaan po si Gideon when he was harvesting the wheat? Nasa ilalim po siya ng pisaan ng ubas para hindi po siya makita ng mga Midianita, no? Bakit po nandun siya, no? Normally, kapag ikaw po ay mag-harvest, okay, ng mga wheat, usually nasa mataas kang lugar kasi kailangan mo po ng hangin, ano? And so, but he was there, okay, sa ilalim, okay, ng pisaan ng ubas, and that's a lot of hard work. Mainit, makate, walang hangin. This was not the proper place to beat out wheat, but Gideon had no choice. It was difficult. It was humiliating, but he had to do it or else the Midianite would come and they will take the wheat from him. You see, Gideon, and I'm sure the whole of the Israelite people, they would just wanted to plow in peace. They would just wanted to sow in peace. They would just there and would like to harvest in peace, but at this particular time, there was no peace. Instead, there was anxiety, worry, fear, and terror, but there was no peace. And here was the sentiment of Gideon about all of this. Verse 13, sumagot po si Gideon, "Kung sumasa amin nga ang Panginoon, bakit ganito ang kalagayan namin? Bakit hindi na siya gumagawa ng mga himala gaya ng ginawa niya noon nang inilabas niya sa Ehipto ang aming mga ninuno? Ayon na rin sa mga kwento nila sa amin. At ngayon, pinabayaan na kami ng Panginoon at ipinaubaya sa mga Midianita." Such was the sentiment of Gideon when the angel of the Lord appeared to him. "The Lord has abandoned us. The Lord has forsaken us. Pinabayaan na kami ng Panginoon at ipinaubaya sa mga Midianita." And maybe today, this is what you are feeling. Or some people you know, dahil sa dami ng mga nangyari sa atin last year. Tapos hanggang ngayon, may pandemic pa rin, may crisis pa rin. May bago pang strain ng COVID-19 na mas mabilis makahawa. And maybe people are thinking, or probably we are thinking, pinabayaan na ba tayo ng Panginoon at ipinaubaya na ba niya tayo sa COVID-19? Such was the feeling of Gideon. He was questioning God about the problems he and his nation was facing and God's lack of help. Nasaan na ang mga himala? Walang himala, no? Yan po yung sabi ni Nora Honor, no? Bakit hindi na gumagawa ng himala ang Diyos tulad ng ginawa niya sa Ehipto? Natutulog ba ang Diyos? Bulag ba ang Diyos? At hindi na nakita ang mga nangyayari sa atin. Pinabayaan na nga siguro tayo ng Diyos. And so Gideon was blaming God for what was happening. He was blaming God for the lack of peace in their nation. But why was there no peace? Was it really God's fault? You see, there was peace before all of this happened. On the last verse of chapter 5, this was during the time of Deborah and Barak, before the time of Gideon. Okay, Judges 5:31 says, "At nagkaroon ng kapayapaan sa Israel sa loob ng 40 taon." There was peace for 40 years. They were enjoying their lives. They were victorious. They were conquerors. They were in the promised land. Life was so beautiful and peaceful. And yet, something happened. Meron pong nangyari. And it caused for peace to disappear. Ano po yung nangyari? Immediately after Judges 5:31 comes Judges 6 verse 1. Muling gumawa ng kasamaan ang mga Israelita sa paningin ng Panginoon. Kaya ipinasakop sila ng Panginoon sa mga Midianita sa loob ng 7 taon. What broke the peace? You know what broke the peace? Israel did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Worshipping idols, fearing other gods who are no gods at all. All along at the time of Gideon, he thought the problem was with God, not with him and not with the nation of Israel as a whole. In truth, Israel forsook God, but God did not forsake Israel. Israel forgot who God is and what he had done in the lives of his people. What Gideon didn't acknowledge was the fact that the people has brought calamity upon themselves when they decided to disobey and neglect God. Israel sinned against God, and that broke the peace. Why? Because sin brings death, the ultimate disturbance of our peace and harmony with God. Sin robs us of peace, of our wholeness. Sin brings anxiety, fear, and terror. When we decide to disobey and neglect God, we will definitely lose our peace with God. When we lose our peace with God, we will lose the peace of God. Could it be that the reason we are so anxious and not at peace is because we are living in sin and is neglecting God? You see, there was peace for 40 years, but Israel forsook God. And what was the result? The loss of peace. And verse 6 summarizes the result of this loss of peace with God. Ang sabi po dito in verse 6, and Israel was brought very low because of Midian. Ang ibig pong sabihin ng brought very low, it means brought to live the life of a beggar. Here were the children of the king in the land of plenty, in the promised land, in the land flowing with milk and honey. And yet because of their disobedience, their stiff-necked disobedience, they were reduced to live like mere beggars. And they hid in mountains, caves, and strongholds for 7 long years instead of running to hide in the rock of their salvation, which is God Himself. And so, God brought Israel into bondage through the oppression of the Midianites as a consequence of their sins. But at the same time, guess what? The oppression was an act of God's grace and mercy to Israel. Why? Because the oppression would make them turn back to God. It would have been worse if God had just left them alone. Diba? Sana pinabayaan na sila ni Lord, pero hindi po yun ang ginawa ni God. And this crisis we are in today, this pandemic, and with all the calamities that hit us all, could it be? Could it be that God is calling our attention? Calling the attention of everyone to get back to Him? Could it be that prior to COVID-19, we are booming in our economy, the nations of the world, with the comfort and prosperity we're experiencing? Could it be that we have neglected God? Could it be that the way we have lived our lives, we have forsaken the Lord? Could it be that we as a people, as a nation, did whatever seemed right in our own eyes? And that's what happened to the Israelites. They were in the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, living victorious, triumphant, prosperous, and peaceful lives. They have defeated the giants. They were strong. They have conquered the land. God's favor was with them. But in the midst of it all, they forsook God. They have forgotten who God was and His covenant with them. And then another generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things He had done for Israel. They have forsaken the Lord, abandon God, serve other gods. God could have just left them, but no. But God would not break His covenant with them. And with all this oppression that they were experiencing, God is calling His people back to Him. And here's what happened because of this oppression. Second part of verse 6. And the people of Israel cried out for help to the Lord. Pero grabe po, no? Nag-antay lang po sila that they would be at the rock bottom to experience what's happening to them for 7 long years. They could have cried out earlier. But then they came to their senses and cried out to the Lord. You see, God used the oppression of the Midianites to call the attention and bring His people back to Him after a season of humiliation, fruitless labor, poverty, and domination by an oppressive power. Israel finally cried out to the Lord. Prayer was their last resort instead of their first resource. But hopefully for us today, to all of us who are watching, that prayer will be our first resource, not our last resort. Amen? Prayer will be our first resource, not our last resort. Why? Because prayer and peace are connected with one another. Philippians 4, 6-7 says, "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And what's going to happen? "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus." Could it be that when we are lacking in peace, we may be lacking in prayer? But when there is much prayer, I believe there is much peace. Why? Because the Lord gives peace. He is Jehovah Shalom. And when the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help, God answered them. God clearly did not abandon them nor forsake them. God was faithful to Moses and to the Israelites, and God will show Gideon He is still faithful to them and to His people as they cried out to Him, as they humbled themselves before the Lord. You see, because of this pandemic, more people are seeking God today. More people are turning into His Word. Just like the YouVersion Bible app report, in 2020, there were 74.4 million Bible apps that were installed. Ano po ibig sabihin yan? Ibig po sabihin yan, kada araw, meron pong nag-i-install ng 203,835 Bible apps on their gadgets. That's 8,493 Bible apps per hour, 141 Bible apps per minute, 2 Bible apps per second, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. Guess what? 10 gadgets. Okay, meron ang na-installan ng Bible app. Why? Because clearly, God is using this pandemic so that people will turn unto the Lord. And clearly, this pandemic, in a sense, is an act of God's grace and mercy. But we have to cry out to the Lord. We have to humble ourselves before the Lord. And so we need to continually pray and seek Jehovah Shalom, God, our peace. And as believers, let us not lose this opportunity. Let's not lose this opportunity to examine ourselves. Am I at peace with God? Am I living a life that is honoring to the Lord? Or am I, like the Israelites, doing what seems right in my own eyes? Let's examine ourselves, and if there are compromises, let's cry out to the Lord. Repent and humble ourselves before Him. Amen. And at the same time, let's take this opportunity to introduce Jehovah Shalom to other people, to preach the gospel in this anxious, fearful world. God is calling people back to Him so that they may have peace with God. And so, in this season of pandemic, will you be a messenger of peace today? Will you be a messenger of peace today? And because Israel cried out to the Lord, ano pong nangyari? Verses 7 to 8, when the people of Israel cried out to the Lord on account of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the people of Israel, And he said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery." And so ano pong ginawa ni Lord? God reminded them by sending a prophet of who he is and how powerful he is. He rebuked the Israelites and told them that the problem is not that because the Midianites were powerful, it was that Israel was so disobedient. God sent forth his word. He sent a prophet. God didn't just send a prophet. God raised up a deliverer of Israel, and that is Gideon. Makikita po natin yan in Judges 6, okay, 12, 16, 23, and 24. Let me read these passages. "And the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor.'" Verse 16, "And the Lord said to him, 'But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man.'" Verse 23, "But the Lord said to him, 'Peace be to you, do not fear, you shall not die.'" Sorry po, bibinata. "Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, 'The Lord is peace.'" You see, peace is having the assurance that the Lord is with us. Gideon experienced peace when he realized that the Lord has not abandoned them or forsaken them. Yung unang greeting pa lang sa kanya ng angel, "The Lord is with you." He was made whole. His faith was restored. He was not anymore divided whether God is for them or against them. He had a solid conviction that God is with him, and it brought him peace. You see, Gideon discovered that the side of God is not death, but life and peace. Sabi po ni Alexander McLaren, "The side of God passes from being a fear to a joy, from being a fountain of death to a spring of life. Terror is turned to tranquil trust. The narrow and rough path of conscious unworthiness leads to the large place of happy peace." The divine word fits Gideon's condition and corresponds to his then deepest necessity. And so he drinks in it as the thirsty ground drinks in the water. And in the rapture of the discovery that the name that had come down from his fathers to him was the name of a real person. And so he piles up the rough stone of the place and makes the name of this altar the echo of the divine voice. It is as if he had said with rapture of surprise, "Then Jehovah is peace, which I never dreamed of before." Grabe yung experience ni Gideon. At first, he thought he's gonna die because he was able to see God himself. But then, when the Lord said to him, "Do not fear, you shall not die. The Lord is with you. Peace be upon you." He had a revelation that the side of God will not bring death, but life and peace. And so he built an altar there unto the Lord, and he called that altar, "The Lord is peace." He had a very personal encounter with God. Do you know anything of such an experience? Can you build your altar and give it the same name, "The Lord is peace"? Can you write upon the memorial of your experiences, "The Lord is my peace"? Have you passed from hearsay, yung naririnig mo lang about kay God, into a personal communion with God? Can you say, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you"? You see, the sight of God is not death, but life and peace. And so what is peace? See, peace is God's gift of wholeness, bringing his wellness and prosperity internally and externally. It's not like tranquility or serenity. It's not the absence of trouble. It is like Goliath, David fighting with Goliath. He had peace, but in a very dangerous life and death situation. It is the kind of peace that Daniel experienced in the lion's den. The same peace that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Why? because peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. When Gideon found peace with God, he had the peace of God to obey him, even if it means putting his life and reputation at risk. He destroyed the altar of Baal, cut down the Asherah poles, and built an altar to the Lord in an idolatrous community. Grabe, sinira niyon, hindi lang yon. He raised up the banner of the Lord by building an altar for him. He defeated the horde of Midianites' army, Amalekites, including some men from the east with what? With 300 men against a horde as thick as locusts. And there was even no need for them to use their sword, only torches, trumpets, and jars, and even their voices to shout. You see, when you are at perfect peace with God, imagine what you can do for Him. You can stand for righteousness. You can be able to do what is right. You can get rid of idols in your life. You can lift up the banner of Christ and make Him known in spite of any opposite. The peace of God, when it comes upon us, hindi po ibig sabihin nun, parang, oy, grabe, punta na lang ako sa kwarto ko, okay na to, peace na, or mamumundo ka. Man, when God gives us peace, He is preparing us to go to war. And that's what happened to Gideon. He had peace, an encounter with God, and it prepared him to do great things for God in spite of any opposition. Why? Because God had made him whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken, full of confidence. He was not anymore divided whether God is for him or against him. He knew that God is with him. When you have the peace of God, guess what? It means you have found peace with God. And so the question for us today is, do you want to have peace? Do you want to have peace? You see, peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. Do you want to have that peace? Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. The secret of genuine peace with God is found in trusting Christ, not just the first time, but every day for the rest of our lives. Alam niyo po, no, meron isang story. The Oxford Martyrs in 1555. And one of them is Nicholas Ridley. And he was burned at the stake because of his witness for Christ. And on the night before Ridley's execution, his brother offered to remain with him in the prison chamber to be of assistance and of comfort. But Nicholas declined the offer and replied that he meant to go to bed and sleep as quietly as ever he did in his life, because he knew the peace of God and had peace with God. He could rest in the strength of the everlasting arms of his Lord to meet his need. Why? Because peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. Do you want to have peace? Peace is only found in the presence of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you want to have continuing great peace? Psalm 119 verse 165 says, those who love your law have great peace and nothing causes them to stumble. If we will continue to walk with Christ and obey Him, we will have great peace. Why? Because peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God. In walking with Christ, in obeying His word, we will have continuing great peace. This 2021, we don't know what the future holds, But we know that Jehovah Shalom, God, our peace, knows what's in the future. There might be some troubled times, some difficulties, some challenges. But when we have the peace of God, having that complete conviction, that solid conviction that God has not abandoned us, that God has not forsaken us, we can face the future with certainty and so much peace that God is with us. Amen. And I believe God will give us one victory after another as we continually live with the peace of God. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Lord, thank you, Lord, that in spite of the sins and the wickedness of the Israelites, when they began to cry and call upon your name, Lord, you heard them. That though they have forsaken you, you have never forsaken your people. That though we are faithless, Lord, you remain faithful to us. That's just how awesome. That's just how great and a good, good Father you are to us all. Lord, thank you that you will not abandon us. Lord, thank you that you are with us and you want to give us that peace, that assurance, that certainty that you are with us. You are with us. And I want to pray for some group of people here. If you're here and you feel like the Lord has abandoned you, the Lord has forsaken you, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you have put a whole lot of blame onto the Lord because of what's happening in your life. But the truth of the matter is, God will never leave you. God will not forsake you. God will not abandon you. And that's why Jesus Christ came here on the manger and he demonstrated how committed he is by dying on the cross for us, being raised to life, resurrected from the dead for us. He has not forsaken us. Not only he has not forsaken us, God wants to give us peace. God wants to strengthen us. God wants to give us that assurance that he is there for us. If you're one of those people, we just want to pray for you that you will experience the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Amen. Lord, thank you. Lord, you know the people who are watching right now and needing your peace, needing your assurance that you have never abandoned them, you have never forsaken them. We only need to look back at the cross to see how committed you are to us. Lord, I pray that you would remove any lies from the enemy that have said, "Di ka na mahal ng Diyos. Pinabayaan ka na ng Diyos. Inabandon na ka ng Diyos." Lord, but the truth of the matter is you're just always there for us, waiting for us to call upon you. And when we cry out to you in humility and repentance, Lord, you would restore us to perfect peace, God. Lord, would you strengthen your people? Lord, would you also appear to them in the same manner that you have appeared, Lord, to Gideon? Lord, that these people who are needing assurance, who are needing peace, who are needing this security that you are with them, God, Lord, would you show up to them, God? Lord, would you enable them to hear your voice, Lord, that you love them, you are with them, Lord. You are for them, God. And Lord, would you grant them peace and strength, Lord. Life that comes from you. Another group of people I want to pray for. If you're here and you know that there are some areas in your life that you are not at peace with God. Probably small compromises, small idols in our lives that we need to give up so we can completely experience the peace of God. Would you lay down those idols? Would you repent of those small compromises in your life that we may experience the fullness of peace that only comes from God? Nothing missing, nothing broken. If you're one of those people, would you come to the Lord today in repentance, getting rid of those idols and compromises in your life and say, Lord, 100%. I want to lay down everything before your altar because you are my peace. You are my life. Lord, thank you that we could always come to you in humility and repentance, and that you're so much willing, Lord, to restore us, to heal us, to forgive us of our sins. Last group of people I want to pray for. If you're here and you know that you don't really have peace with God, you may be seeking the peace of God, but the peace of God would only be made available when we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, it is impossible to have peace. Because peace is a person in the person of Jesus Christ. And so would you humble yourself today and say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want to surrender my life to you. I want to have that peace that transcends all understanding in this troubled world. I want you in my life. If you're one of those people, would you just pray a simple prayer and ask God, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I repent of all my sins, and I want you, Jesus, to come into my life. I need you, God. I need the peace that comes from you, that I may experience the peace of God in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God is awesome. Amen. He is just a good, good God. Again, I would just like to challenge every one of you, if you have found the peace of God and you have peace with God, let's go out there. Anxious people, fearful people are waiting to hear that good news, that there is peace that is made available for them through Christ. Amen. Let me just pray a prayer of blessing to all of us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you in our prayer meetings from Monday to Friday as we have our prayer and fasting and consecration. Amen. Let's have a great day because Jehovah Shalom, He is with us. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.